Why? Said the cock. I was just now saying that we should have fine weather for our washing day, and yet my mistress and the cook don't thank me for my pains, but threaten to cut off my head tomorrow and make broth of me for the guests that are coming on Sunday. Heaven forbid, said the ass. Come with us, Master Chanticleer. It will be better at any rate than staying here to have your head cut off. Besides, who knows? If we care to sing in tune, we may get up some kind of concert. So come along with us. With all my heart, said the cock. So they all four went off, jollily together. They could not, however, reach the great city the first day. So when night came on, they went into a wood to sleep. The ass and the dog laid themselves down under a great tree, and the cat climbed up into the branches. While the cock, thinking that the higher he sat, the safer he should be, flew up to the very top of the tree, and then, according to his custom, before he went to sleep, looked out on all sides of him to see that everything was well. In doing this, he saw afar off something bright and shining, and calling to his companions, said, There must be a house no great way off, for I see a light. If that be the case, said the ass, we had better change our quarters, for our lodging is not the best in the world. Besides, added the dog, I should not be the worse for a bone or two, or a bit of meat. So they walked off together towards the spot where the Chanticleer had seen the light, and as they drew near, it became larger and brighter, till they at last came close to a house in which a gang of robbers lived. The ass, being the tallest of the company, marched up to the window and peeped in. Well, donkey, said the Chanticleer, what do you see? What do I see? Replied the ass. Why, I see a table spread with all kinds of good things, and robbers sitting around it making merry. That would be a noble lodging for us, said the cock. Yes, said the ass, if we could only get in.